From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, this is Breakfast Business. My name is Emmett Oliver. You're very welcome along. Now, a lot of people who text into us and talk to us more generally, they're just a bit worried about the hype and, you know, excitability around the whole area of AI and whether the benefits are actually overstated a little bit, particularly for small and medium-sized enterprises. And the next guest I have on is talking about a level of fatigue among businesses about translating the opportunities and the potential of AI into practical business gains, I suppose. And the CEO of that company is called Verodat, an Irish company, called Thomas Russell, and he joins me now. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Emmett. Thanks for having us on your show.
Yeah, thanks for coming along. Now, very interesting, some comments you're making about the level of fatigue among businesses. You're saying that they know all about AI, they know the great promises it can deliver, but turning that into pragmatic gains is difficult. Just tell me about what you're hearing from different companies, and then we'll talk a little bit about your own company.
Yeah, of course, Emmett. I think the opportunity of AI is really good, right? So it's a good tech. And what a good tech is, a tech that saves you time and is easy to use. But when we look at business owners and they're trying to get active with AI, we're seeing some real frustration, right? And it's not really with AI when you break it apart. It's actually with the process of how to get the data to that AI to get it working. All these projects are taking too much time. There's lots of complexity, and it's really, really expensive for them to get active with it. So it's really frustrating them effectively.
Okay. And in terms of the data they're all trying to gather, what is it? Is it customer relationship management stuff? Is it staff? Is it analytics? What is the data? Just give us an idea of that sort of wall of data that most Irish firms, at least, would be trying to gather.
Well, there's a mix, right? But a lot of the high-value data actually is structured data within an organization. And often that's just not at the quality level that is available for AI, right? So there's a challenge here, right? From a data management perspective, you need to have, or from an AI perspective, you need to have data that is what we call AI-ready, right? And AI-ready is data that's safe for you to use, that's reliable, that you can prove where it came from, has provenance, has really good context, and that you can use safely in your organization. This is a real challenge for companies to try and do and try and put in place. And I think it's just a matter of looking at it in a slightly different way.
Now, your company are trying to bring a platform into being, I suppose, or talk to firms here in Ireland about it. How does that operate? And tell us a little bit how you've had it out on the market.
Well, we've been around for a number of years and we've been listening to clients across multiple industries. So we work across insurance, finance, real estate, construction. And in all of those contexts, we've been helping companies to get their data into a better format so that they're ready to operationalize it in their business. When it comes to AI, that challenge has really manifested itself in the time it takes to kind of deliver these kinds of projects. So in the last 12 months, we've focused significantly with these clients to work on how to simplify how they can get AI active in their business. And that's really been our focus. And we've been learning from those. And that's why Verodat has arrived. That's why the platform is in place.
Now, in terms of what we hear in the media and elsewhere, we hear about your ChatGPTs, we hear about Copilot, which Microsoft have brought into the market. A lot of this is about sort of automated emails and chatbots handling customer queries directly and so on. That seems to be where all the noise is around. But from what you're saying, what companies want is something slightly different.
Well, I think there's a mix, right? The real opportunity for companies can be often much simpler than they think. And it's about getting the right data available to AI as opposed to trying to organize all of your data to get it ready for AI. And some of the stuff that you can do, so you mentioned Copilot there and Microsoft and those various tools. There's a high risk for companies if the data that they provide to those tools is not trusted, is not verified, and is not suitable for use. So we've spoken to a lot of customers who are excited about the potential of using Copilot or even GPTs. And to be honest, they're excited because the adoption curve for these tools is very low. So when you want your team to get active, it's really great if you can give them tools that they're familiar with. And in this context, it's really important. They get very worried about the type of data that they're making available to, you know, people in their business to make sure that what they're building with AI is safe and scalable and reusable. And that's where we fit in from kind of a reusability perspective and quality point of view.
And what stage on the journey, if I can use that horrid cliche, are the different companies? I mean, obviously, small firms don't have the money to make these upfront cost investments, you know, to get the data in the order that you say it needs to be. Bigger firms can do it. So are some of our Irish SMEs way back? I mean, are we talking maybe even a year or two before they get into a position to put this data in the state it needs to be?
Well, not at all, really, Emmett. I think the whole story is slightly different when you look at it through Veradat's eyes, effectively, right? So data management as a technology platform over the last number of years, like historically, those tools are not very effective or are not designed for AI, effectively. Our starting point is designed for AI, and it's a much more streamlined process to get active. So whilst companies in the past might have a trepidation around getting active with AI and how do I get moving with it and dealing with data management, we provide a whole new lens on how to do that. So it's not as costly from that perspective to get started.
As people might think, okay. Well, that's good to hear. Yeah. Listen, we'll have to leave it there. Vero.co, Thomas Russell, thank you very much for joining us and coming.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.